After officials blamed a deadly 2009 commuter plane crash in upstate New York on pilot error and inexperience, Congress responded by mandating more training for commercial pilots. While some believe the new rules were needed, others say they are misguided and have made a serious pilot shortage worse. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, that shortage is hitting regional carriers especially hard.
And at this time, can parents now please join us aboard in Flight 63 with service to Rutland.
For passengers flying to places like Rutland, Martha's Vineyard, or Lebanon, New Hampshire, Cape Air provides the only regular passenger airline service. Personally, I've always loved their small 9-seat planes because, unlike larger passenger aircraft, many Cape Air flights are single-pilot operations. So I was often able to sit in the co-pilot seat with an unbelievable view.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. Welcome aboard Cape Air flight up to Lebanon. I'm Billy. This is John.
But those seats are rarely available now, filled instead with first officers in training.
We're constantly training. We would not train from June till October, because those are our summer months and we're busy and all the pilots will go fly. We now train all year round.
That's Cape Air Captain Jonathan Cost, who says the entire industry is struggling with a pilot shortage.
Cape Air as an airline would probably do very well with an additional 60 captains.
Experts point to a number of reasons, including increased demand for flights, especially in Asia. Large numbers of veteran pilots at major airlines are also hitting the mandatory retirement age of 65. It's a retirement bubble that's hitting just as the pipeline of new pilots has slowed down.
I've never seen the industry the way it is right now, with the regional airlines so in need of pilots.
Elizabeth Bjerke chairs the Aviation Department at the University of North Dakota, one of the largest undergraduate aerospace programs in the country. She says before 2010, commercial pilots needed a minimum of 250 hours of flight experience to be hired as a first officer, about what you'd get after graduating with a four-year aviation degree. But in 2010, Congress increased that to 1,500 hours, with some exceptions for military or other training. Pilots say it can take years to log that many flight hours, and it's pricey if you don't own your own plane. Larger airlines have been able to hire from smaller carriers, but Andrew Bonney, Senior Vice President of Planning at Cape Air, says that's put the squeeze on regional carriers.
We've unfortunately had to suspend service to a number of communities that Cape Air used to fly to that were profitable, viable communities, and where Cape Air was providing terrific service for those communities.
Places like Nevis, Anguilla, Block Island, and Providence, Rhode Island. Bonney says there are also many new routes they'd like to develop, but can't because they don't have enough pilots. And while he says Congress may have had good intentions for ramping up training requirements, he and others believe the focus should be on quality of training, not quantity.
Because one of the problems with the 1,500-hour rule today is that there's no quality control on the type of hours. So simply, you know, flying around in circles over the Green Mountains, that counts as hours.
Bonney was part of a 2017 working group created by the U.S. Department of Transportation to improve air service to small communities. He says the group identified the pilot shortage as the single biggest challenge to overcome, and it called on Congress to allow pilots to take part in more targeted professional training programs while they earn the requisite flight hours. Since 2007, Cape Air and JetBlue have been collaborating on a 7-year apprenticeship program aimed at providing just that sort of experience, and Bonney believes it could be a model for others. With demand for pilots skyrocketing, Elizabeth Bjerke says the number of students entering North Dakota's commercial pilot program has jumped 30% each of the last 2 years. And while the training is costly, Bjerke says the payoff is growing.
As little as 2-3 years ago, regional airlines always kind of took a lot of heat for their first-year pay of being about $25,000, $30,000 a year. Well, now, because they are so short pilots and they're in competition with each other to get these qualified pilots, that pay with signing bonuses and other retention bonuses has gone up to anywhere from $60,000, and the last carrier I just heard of was, what, $85,000 a year for that first year, which is remarkable.
While that's good news for future pilots, industry experts say it will likely mean costlier ticket prices for passengers. And until the shortage is filled, you may see more frequent delays and cancellations as airlines struggle to staff flights. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.